Fort Recovery Village Council met in regular session on Monday, February 17th. In the absence of the mayor, Alpost ran the meeting, the council president. We had a quick report from the police department about the new cruisers and the things they're working on. New employee Donald Bird has was sworn in on February the 3rd, and he's in action. We did pass four pieces of legislation, two resolutions, one to transfer some money from the general fund to street construction fund for some projects we have going on, and another one to amend the appropriations for 2025. We passed on from first reading to second reading two ordinances, one amending the zoning classification of real property, which is a map amendment that was approved at a previous meeting, and the second was amending the zoning regulations, which is text amendments, was also approved by the Planning Commission and by the Council at a previous meeting. Again, those two were moved on to second reading. Heard reports on the projects. The water plant studies moved along nicely. They did approve a payment to PMG Consulting last night for some work being done, in the amount of $14,912.50. We expect to have that final design done May, June of this year, which point we'll submit to EPA and continue to work on it. The water tower project's moving along. The water line has been completed. It's currently online as it has passed all the bacteria tests and everything. So that is done. The tower is currently going up and most of the steel is on site now. The crews should be back next week. They take work 2 weeks, take a week off. So they should be back next week, which is a good week for them to miss. Final completion is still scheduled for sometime in July of 2025. We are working on a location for a third well site, making some contacts on that now, and we'll continue working on that. On the sidewalk project for the school and South 149, that project is finalizing some of the final right-of-way easements necessary. Once that's done, we'll move into final design, and we look for a early 2026 bid on that, so the project should happen next summer. We did have our first meeting on the Safe Routes to School grant. There's three different smaller projects that we're working on, and those are paid for 100% by this grant with the school, and we're getting that paperwork kicked off. We look for that to be a 2027 project. The Center Elm pedestrian crossing, where we added some rapid flashing beacons to help the kids get across the highway, has been completed. Everything is done, and the project is complete. Butler Street project, we look for Tom's Construction is scheduled now to start the week of March 10th. They'll begin with some underground utilities and then onward with the sidewalk and road work. So we'll keep people posted on that. The annexation that was filed on the four properties on the south edge of town has been approved by the commissioners, and we have to wait 60 days after that approval date to pass an ordinance accepting and setting the zoning for those properties, and once we do that, the annexation will take effect 30 days thereafter. So just basically waiting now. Council did hear that the ads will hit the papers in Hometown Opportunity this week for applications for the assistant village administrator position. This is a position that will start as an assistant, hopefully move into the village administrator upon my retirement early next year. The park board is in the process of doing their hiring also, so anyone looking for summer work in either the pool or the parks, so now's the time to get your application in. Upcoming events, there is a Chamber Awards banquet on March the 9th, where the mayor will present his Community Service Award, as he does annually. The next council meeting is Monday, March the 3rd at 7:30 p.m.